what, which order is Purim. You have to, something in the Megillah is very strange. It says, "People poor who are goro, miyom liyom, lechodesh shemosor hu chodesh ador." Throughout the Megillah, it says, "When is it chodesh shemosor hu chodesh ador?" What's this continual repetition? The answer is as follows. When Haman was Mapil Pur, did his whole goro, he didn't, there was no order for him. It was 12 months of the year. So it was the Chodesh Nemos. Now, really, if so, Purim should always be in the 12th month. And the 12th month is going to be Oda Rishon and Hashanah Muberes. The answer is no. The Halach was Koveya, Chodesh Nemos, it's Oda. Now, there are two orders. So in which order is it going to be? So the Gemara says, Lismach Geula LeGeula, because the Geula of Purim and the Geula of Pesach, it's one extended story. Now, what is that extended story? So here, it's a famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, and some people want to make a machlokes between this and the Rambam Chas V'Shalom. It's not true. They're basically saying that anyone who understands the Rambam Moreh Nevuchim understands Rambam's basically saying the same thing. Ramban says, "Min anisim hagadolim hamufrosomim." What did we have? We had a year of tremendous nisim. Moshe Rabbeinu comes in front of Paro and does a few minor nisim. He takes his stick. It turns and he throws it on the ground, becomes a nachash. The Chartumim do the same thing, and his nachash eats up their nachash, nechashim, and he takes in his hand, becomes a stick again. But then the real nisim begin. Dam Tzvadei Akinim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world. Moshe Rabbeinu is not talking in the name of one of these Avodah Zorah gods. No. It's the one who runs the world and is the ultimate all-powerful person, being in this world. That is Akinim. We move on to Kriyas Yamsuf, Maimonides Sinai, their existence in the Midbar, with the Mon, with the Mayim, the Ananakova, with everything that happened. Supernatural existence. And then, all of a sudden, life has to change. When they come to Eruah Yarden, the month stops, the Mayim stops, but the Nisim still continue, Milchom with Sichon and Og, and finally, crossing the Yarden, massive Nes. We don't appreciate that Nes. You didn't learn Masechta Sota. What happens? In Yam Suf, it just splits. But here there's a river flowing. And they cross and everything stops. What happens with the water coming down? It keeps piling up and up and up and up. And it becomes a massive wall of water as it keeps flowing. Nowadays, you don't see the Yarden as much of a river. It's a stream. That's because the dams control the flow, but it was a big river. They cross it in 14 years of Kibish V'Chilukuk. But then they settle into normal life. And when they settle into normal life, the question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu walks away? So the Ramban says, no. That 40 years and 54 years, for 55 years of just more and more and more and more, more nisim, we're a preparation and educational system to tell people HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running it always. That's why when the monk comes down, what does Moshe Rabbeinu, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Kach tzen esacha. I want a little flask, a little bottle of that mon for Klal Yisrael always to understand where their breakfast comes from. The man yedu darosechem. Every generation has no. Your parnasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't think it comes from anywhere else. That's it. The Ramban says, "Umranisim hagadolim hamufosamim, adam bode benisim hanistorim." Kadosh Baruch Hu showed us that He's running the world, and He's still running the world, but it's different. There, He overrode Teva to show us that He's in charge. Teva is the tool with which Hakadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. But He's running it directly. And He does it in a regular way. And then the Ramban goes, Shehem Yisod HaTorah Kula. It's the basis of the Torah. Shein L'Odom Chelek. And then the Ramban talks, very extreme talk. Shein L'Odom Chelek B'Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. Ad Shenamin. Shbakol Varenu. Umikrenu, that anything that happens to us, Shekulam Nisim Embohem Teva Umenhogo Shalolu, nothing stam happens. Nothing stam happens. He says, but he looks very extreme. You don't have a chelik in the. Every day you say, Vahoyim Shemot Yishmael Mitzvosai. That means you have to believe if there's rain or not rain depends on Torah and Mitzvahs and Averis. Otherwise, what are you talking about? When Shemitah comes, it says, if you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you start working and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care. Shabbos comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care. And if you don't have a deep belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running everything, you don't have a chelik in Torah, he says. A very extreme lashon. The world doesn't run like an automatic machine. Bamber Robin. Bamber Yochim. Bamber Yochim. Elm Yatsu have mitzvahs Yatslichu Yatslichen with Sukharo. Mim Yavra Lehim Yakhvi Senuansha. How called Zeris for Elio? We sparse manisim and historim the Inyan Harabim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in advance the nisim that are going to happen. That if you keep Shemitah, it's going to be good for you. And if you don't keep Shemitah, it's not going to be good for you. In a very concrete way. He tells us V'Holyim Shemoa Tishmu Nasatim Taras L'Mitah. He tells us in a very direct way. And we're supposed to expect it and believe it's going to happen. And that's how the world goes. I know I mentioned my Shavuos. Had a meeting with this vicious anti-Haredi columnist. You want to know about the army. So I said, listen, every Thursday I say the following words. Lu ami shomea li Yisrael bedrochai halecha. Kimatoi veyam achniya val tzoreyam oshiv yodi. B'sanei Hashem yikach v'shlo. V'yitam lemizko. What do I say? Klal Yisrael listens to the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will almost eliminate all their enemies. The reason for the almost. Kimatoi veyam achniya val tzoreyam oshiv yodi. And I'll take care of their enemies. I looked at him, I said, listen, what does that mean? That if we have all these enemies and 500,000 people in Tel Aviv began keeping Shabbos, we'd have less enemies. It's your chilul Shabbos, it's your znus, it's your everything. It's causing the headaches. And he asked me a very strong question. I said, I say it and I believe it. Does every one of you people believe it? So I didn't want to be mekatreg against the world of Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. I said, if they say it, I imagine they believe it. But do people really believe it? Do they really believe that the defense of this country is dependent on our learning Torah? Well, why wasn't I afraid to tell it to this guy who was shocked? No one ever told it to him before. Because I believe it. And that's the base of my life. And comes the Ramban and says, and if you don't believe it, you don't have a chelek in Torah. Very powerful words, the Ramban says. The you with the Torah in a brachos or haklalos. Now, there's certain patterns of Jewish history. And there's a certain counterpoint between Pesach and Purim. Pesach, everything happened clearly l'mala miderach hateva. The gula happened. The malam midrach hateva. What do you call it? In Purim, we don't mention the name of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Megillah. Everything can ilu was teva. There happened to be a king who had no business being king, but this daughter of Belshazzar fell in love with him for some reason. And then when he didn't need her anymore, he got rid of her. And all of a sudden, out of all the women in 127 provinces, who gets the job? Esther Amalka. There have been a lot of other women. No, HaKadosh Baruch was planting different things. Why? Because there's a Suda there that's happening. It shouldn't be happening. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu says? I'm going to put Klal Yisrael on the matzah. They're going to have a choice. Hashem Haro Agved or Tshuva. In order for this to happen, I'm going to get rid of Vashti, create a Haman, and put an Esther in place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting all the chess pieces in place. That's how it works. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Matzmiach Yeshuos. It makes things grow. So, took a Haman, he's having Shalom Bayis problems, and he gives the Yetzer to get rid of Vashti, and Ahasuerus is grateful because that gives him more power, not dependent on his wife, who's the daughter of Belshazzar. He needs a new wife, and Haman is now riding a crest. He becomes this, Esther's this, and throws in a little big sum of sheriffs on the side to prepare for something. Kadosh Baruch Hu is putting everything in place for the ultimate confrontation. When Esther says, Mazeh ve'almazeh, what is the gzeira and why? What was the avera for which it happened? If they cannot do tshuva for it, it will happen. Comes along Mordechai and tells her, Revo Hatzol Yadu Mahurim B'Mokamach. Kadosh Baruch Hu put you in this position to use that position for Hashem. And if you don't do it, you're finished. Don't think you're going to survive. Because your whole raison d'etre, the whole reason you're in that position is the potential salvation of Klal Yisrael. And she turns to Mordechai and says, but that's only going to work if there's going to be tshuva. Tzumu alayv, al toch al tishu shoshin yom, 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 gama niven arosai, I can't. And that's the story of Jewish history. And that's why this poem is the story of Jewish history. May ha poem elo Yosef mizarim. We always will remember. Even after Biyat Zagoel, when everything is clear, we have to know this is how Jewish history works. But another part of Jewish history happening here. Klal Yisrael have a problem, a major problem. And that has to filter down to us in a very, very, very deep way. Because one thing is to grow up in a little ghetto, and the other is to grow up as part of the Western world and be a from Jew. Klal Yisrael's problem is their inferiority complex. We always want to be like the Goyim. In different ways. When they were in Canaan, it meant Avodah Zarah. Now, at the end of the Megillah, something struck me. Esther Mordechai wrote Megillah Esther. Okay. At that point, anything that happened in the Persian Empire was written down in the Sforum of Malchut Paros HaMadai. So if you wanted covered in this world, you had to have your name written in. Yeah. And what does it say at the end? Everything about Mordechai that he did was written in Sifrei Paros HaMadai. Where is it? Does anyone have them today? Anyone knows about it today? The only way we know about Mordechai is Megillas Esther. Why? V'atam hadzeikim b'Hashem elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom. Now when I was in Warsaw, I went to the Beis Olam there, because that's where my forebears are buried, Reb Chaim and Tziv. But then also I wanted to go to the Kforum of people whose Kforum I learned, Tiferes Yaakov, Yaakov Gazunai, Rav Avram Luthfir, Zerav Avram, and the Chemda Shlema. And I found, and something struck me very much, that they were in a little corner on the side, the three of them buried next to each other, Talmidei Chachamim of the highest level. And Rabbi Yaakov Gesundheit suffered from the Maskilim unbelievable. Warsaw was the center of Maskilim. And there was a path, and these were three simple headstones. And then on the other side of the path were the elite of Warsaw society, all the Maskilim, fancy matzeves. This was an author, this was a playwright, this was a this. These were. And I'm standing there, I said, 150 years later, no one even knows their name. No one cares about them. But people are busy learning Tiferes, when they learn Chulin and Gittin, Tiferes Yaakov, Chemda Shlomo, Avram Luftvir. They're alive. Fatem Adzeikim Hashem El Chachayim Chayim Kulkam Ayom. So, Klal Yisrael have a problem. They get sucked in. They want to be like Goyim. And when I came to Mitzrayim, Yosef was afraid of that. Yaakov was afraid of that. So they said, we won't go to Eretz Goshen. Now you have to understand, there was a dynamic happening there. Important dynamic happening there. Paro said, don't worry, I'm going to care about you, your children, your grandchildren. Don't worry about Paro. And they came in Meitav Haaretz. You'll sit wherever you want, you have. They wanted to go to Eretz Goshen, Kisoav Mas Mitzrayim, called Roe Etzon. Why'd they have to be Roe Etzon? They had all their panos. The answer is, that's exactly. He wanted them to be involved in things that, as far as Egypt goes, are disgusting. So they shouldn't mix. As long as the image of Yaakov Avinu was strong in their mind, that was it. They were separate people. But everyone who knew Yaakov was gone. Yaakov was a historical figure, not a real person. Amru Nia Kamitzim, so they decided they wanted to join Egyptian culture. And what does the Medrash say? Umiyad, immediately the Ava was turned to a sinner. And that's what Klal Yisrael's problem throughout the generations. That was Klal Yisrael's problem there in Mitzrayim. That's Klal Yisrael's problem when they want to be part of the Suda of Achashverosh. It's always their problem. V'hisham delav osein avalonu. So how does the Kadosh Baruch Hu deal with this problem? Exactly like he did in Mitzrayim, exactly how he did with Haman. Kadosh Baruch Hu brings the Gzeir against Klal Yisrael and tells him, you have a choice. Either tshuva or get lost. I don't care about it. Ramban writes before, Shekol shor she'odem mode bohen le'lokov. What is the purpose of each mitzvah that I do? To mekabel o malchus shemayim. V'kavon is kol ha'mitzvahs. Kavon all the mitzvahs. She'namim ve'lokeinu v'node elov shehu baronu. To be makir our position vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. And that was and that is now Klal Yisrael has a choice. In Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael had a choice. You want to leave and be the Am Hashem, or you want to stay? 80% wanted to stay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they had to die. I'm not leaving anyone back in Mitzrayim. And this is the story throughout Jewish history. Was whether it was in 1492, whether it was in 1648, 1649, in the Holocaust, whatever. The ones who get pulled in to the non-Jewish lifestyle, and the ones who say, no, we're different. That tension. Klal Yisrael came. One of the things that I find very hard to understand, 40 years these people in the Midbar. 40 years in the Midbar. 40 years in the Midbar with all the Nisim around them. So they come to civilization. Now they're emerging. They bumped into the disgusting, obnoxious of what a Zorov poor. And they got attracted to poor. Why? Exactly what Bilam said. I can't touch them. There's only one thing that's going to destroy them. 24,000 pretty girls. Get 24,000 pretty girls out there running around. They're finished. Oh, and as a result, they'll worship the most disgusting of idols you can imagine. It's excuse. And what does the Pasuk say? Well, that was the rage then. It was the big rage. This whole thing. This is a story, and it's a story that repeats in every generation. What has enabled us to survive? Any time we try to assimilate, only and what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilenu miyad. Okay, that's what Purim is, that's what Pesach is. That's all one hemshach of a lesson that we're supposed to do and integrate into our own lives.